The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time for High School Volleyball Highland Today, and here is Matt Croy.
It is Division 6 Sectional Championship Volleyball from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center at Dave Stayball Court. Highland, the number one seed and a 10th ranked team in Division 6, a record of 21-1. They won 11 straight. They're playing host to the 7th seed Newcomerstown Lady Trojans with a record of 10-13. All for the right to move on to next Monday's district semifinals. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head coach Kelly Miller on the pregame show on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Middlesbrough, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with can-clad.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Now, for a limited time, team up with Middlesbrough Electric and Generac and get a free 10-year warranty with purchase of a home standby generator. With an added value of more than $1,000, you'll get peace of mind knowing that your Generac generator is fully covered for 10 years. Don't miss this limited time event, so schedule a free in-home consultation today by contacting Middlesbrough Electric or visit 24/7 at MiddlesbroughElectric.com. See store for terms and conditions. Middlesbrough Electric, your Generac Power Pro Premier Dealer, celebrating 80 years of business in 2025.
Firestone Farm tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Middlesbrough Tire Service, State Route 39, Middlesbrough.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
Who handles your life insurance? Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service, and this is a very important question to answer for your family in case something were to happen to you. Life insurance needs analysis, and when trying to decide how much life insurance you should have for loans, personal income, and final expenses, it helps to have the advice from someone you can trust. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we can make sure that your family can handle your financial obligations if the unexpected were to happen. For your life insurance analysis, contact Hobron's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
And a little Sun Highland Lady Hawks head volleyball coach, that is Kelly Miller, getting set for this sectional final volleyball match against Newcomerstown. And Kelly, 21-1, winners of the IVC South Division title. Talk about your regular season once again to capture that IVC regular season crown.
You know, the girls worked really, really hard in the off season, preseason, and throughout season. We had a little hiccup, had a couple weeks of living in the grind, but still were able to pull out some wins. And feel like we got through that, and then our last couple weeks of season we just are really peaking, so looking forward to the tournament trail.
That's always a good thing when girls can learn even from victories here, and the fact that you're able to close the season strong here, you feel like you are playing your best volleyball right now?
I always feel like we can be better. But yeah. I do feel like we are playing good volleyball now, and I have very high expectations of the girls, and they know that, and they're really willing to work toward those expectations that I have for them.
Kelly, along yourself being the IVC Coach of the Year, you have Addie Mass, the IVC Player of the Year. Talk about Addie, what she's meant to this team.
You know, Addie is a very versatile player. She is a six rotation player for us. She isn't just offense. She's defense, and she is energy and enthusiasm. Addie gets more excited for her teammates than she does for herself.
Now the art of tournament time, Kelly, does it have to be a mind shift at all in terms of just a focus standpoint here to begin postseason play?
Our motto this year has kind of been eyes forward. So we don't look back on anything. We just keep our eyes forward. We look to the next opponent. We study the next opponent and make sure that we're ready to play.
Take on Newcomerstown from the IVC. Obviously, you didn't play them during the regular season, but what do you know about this Newcomerstown team?
We don't ever take any of our competition for granted. And, you know, we looked at their record, but record sometimes doesn't mean anything. The IVC North is a tough conference, and they had a lot of tough competition, and so we're expecting them to come to try and win. They're going to play to win just like we are.
Bottom line, Kelly, what are you looking for your team here tonight?
I'd like to win in three sets. I'd like to make sure that it's a high-energy, high-intensity game. I'd like to see less than five unforced errors per set, a couple aces per set, and no drop balls.
Always a good thing. Right now, one of the benefits of having a good record, having a good season, is to get a chance to start off tournament play on your home floor. How valuable is that to just kind of get settled in here for tournaments being at home?
I think just the comfort level of the girls being in the Reese, you know, it's their home gym, like you said, and I think it's tough as the opponent to go in, to walk into somebody else's home turf and play well, and so I feel like the girls play their best at home.
Kelly, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Highland Lady Hawks head volleyball coach, Kelly Miller.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobron's Insurance in Millersburg.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies, local IT, real solutions, people first.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Fall is here, and you know what that means.
Pumpkin spice everything?
No, meat sales, baby. Roadie's IJ is bringing the flavor this week like barbecue at a leaf pile.
Oh, yeah. Gerber's boneless chicken thighs for just $3.28 a pound.
And whole boneless pork loin, $2.28 a pound.
Ground chuck, $4.98 a pound. That's 80% lean, 100% delicious.
T-bones, roasts, shrimp, and ribs. I guess it's time to buy a bigger refrigerator, too.
Savor the flavor of fall now through Sunday at Roadie's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. Taste the savings at Roadie's IGA.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrin's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
CDL training in our community. That's right. Buckeye Career Center now offers Class A and B CDL education as well as a testing center off US 36 near Janaden Hutton. Call 740-254-9313 to register or learn more about the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center and the US America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Again, that's 740-254-9313 to register or learn more.
Courses begin September 15th.
If lines are down, don't hang around. This safety reminder is from Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative. An overhead power line can become damaged or fall due to a severe storm, car accident, public damage, or other reasons. If you see a down power line, take these actions. Consider all power lines energized and deadly. Stay at least 50 feet away. Call 911 or the utility to report the down line. Do not try to move the line with another object. Never get out of your vehicle. Warn others to stay away. At Holmes Wayne Electric, their crews are committed to safe and efficient power restoration. Let's work together to keep our community safe.
Last season, Highland finished up at 18-7 overall, while Newcomerstown was 6-17 last year in the Division 6 tournament trail. A season ago, Newcomerstown was the 8th seed. They fell in the sectional semifinal to the 9th seed Shadyside at Newcomerstown, 3-1. While for Highland in that same district, they were the 3 seed at the time. They captured their sectional championship over the 6th seed Fort Fry in straight sets. And then after that match, they would take on the 2-seed Buckeye Trail. Highland won that match 3-1. Then in the district championship match, they would fall to the top seed Garaway. And it would fell to them 3-1. Garaway capturing last year's Division 6 East District Championship in high school volleyball. We'll take another break. Come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Since 1975, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has been an industry pioneer in real estate at auction. This is Anthony Kaufman. Some companies come and go, and some experience ownership changes, but Dave Kaufman has owned and overseen every aspect of his company. During that time, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has grown and expanded to meet increasing customer needs while always staying on the cutting edge of technology and giving back to the community. Rooted in tradition, growing through innovation, we are Kaufman Realty and Auctions in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, New Philadelphia, Cambridge, and at KaufmanRealty.com.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Keim Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Keim in Charm, Ohio. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Now, for a limited time, team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac and get a free 10-year warranty with purchase of a home standby generator. With an added value of more than $1,000, you'll get peace of mind knowing that your Generac generator is fully covered for 10 years. Don't miss this limited time event, so schedule a free in-home consultation today by contacting Millersburg Electric or visit 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. See store for terms and conditions. Millersburg Electric, your Generac Power Pro Premier Dealer, celebrating 80 years of business in 2025.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Highland began their season with 10 consecutive victories before they're getting their only loss of the year. That was back on September 9th at Garraway. They fell to them 3-2. And then since then, they've rattled off 11 consecutive wins, including a win in their rematch with Garraway in the recenter. Down to them that second time around, 3-1. And, of course, capped off the regular season with that win over Strasburg in the IBC Showcase. Won that in the straight sets. And Highland finished up with an outstanding season at 21-1. Of course, they were the outright IVC South Division champions, finishing up in second place. Tied for second was Indian Valley and Tusky Valley at 8-4 in the conference. Highland went 11-1 to capture the outright IVC South Division title. And for newcomers down, they come in with a record of 10-13 and very much up and down throughout the course of the season for them. For newcomers down, they finished up in fifth place in the IVC South, IVC North, I should say, at 4-8. And for the IVC North, it was a four-way tie for the IVC North Division title. Buckeye Trail, Conotton Valley, Stralsburg, and TCC all finished up at 9-3 atop the IVC North Division standings. Highland, of course, also finishing up as the 10th-ranked team in Division 6 going into postseason play as well. Take a look at the rest of the IVC with these two teams coming out of the IVC. As far as the awards concerned, for Highland, of course, they had the IVC Player of the Year, that's Addie Mast, while Kelly Miller, the Highland coach, the IVC South Coach of the Year as well. Also, Addie Mast and Brianna Mishler were first team All-IVC South, while Olivia Miller and Alana Yoder were second team IVC South, and Claire Detweiler was honorable mention IVC South as well. For newcomers down in the IVC North Division, they would have Riley Little as the second team IVC North, and also getting honorable mention for newcomers down, that was Diane Raber, a sophomore for this newcomers down team. We'll take another break, come back after this on WKLM.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LodgeVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LodgeVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LodgeVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
This just in, fall tastes amazing at Rody's IGA.
Fall tastes like leaves?
No, genius, like Gerber's Family Pack Chicken Drumsticks, just $1.18 a pound.
Oh, now that's tasty. What else?
Boneless center cut pork chops, $2.88, and ground chuck patties for $5.98 a pound. Fire up that grill.
I'm falling for this flavor. And look, beef stew at $6.98 a pound, apples, cabbage, grapes. It's like a harvest party in my cart.
Now through Sunday at Rody's IGA in Millersburg, where fall flavors fall into your mouth.
Taste the savings at Rody's IGA. As far as this season's Division 6 tournament bracket, newcomers town is the number 7 seed. They won 3-2 in their pigtail match over the 10 seed Crooksville to advance on to this sectional championship match. Highland, of course, the top seed in this East District. Newcomers town, I mentioned, the 7 seed. Winner of this match will move on to the district semifinals next Monday, October 20th, at the better seeded team site. So obviously Highland is the top seed. As long as they win, they get a chance to play in at their home gym here in the Reese Center again on Monday. And that'll be against either the 3 seed Buckeye Trail or the 9 seed Bel Air. Lower half of this bracket has the 2 seed Shenandoah playing host to the 5 seed Garaway. Of course, that is being video live streamed tonight as well on the WKLM YouTube page. And also the 4 seed Monroe Central playing host to the 8 seed Shadyside. Of course, the winners of those two matches will square off in next Monday's district semifinals as well. The district championship in this district will be on Wednesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m., and that will be a neutral site for that. Reminder, this is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page tonight, courtesy of Claxon Communications. It is Bryce Haynes producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Abby Jones working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, and find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com on Stream 1. Phoenix Price and Haley Yoder back in the studio. Also going on tonight, we have Boys Division 4 Sectional Championship Soccer. That is West Holmes at Maysville. That's on YouTube and Stream 2. And airtime for that right around 6:05. And also going on tonight, we have Division 6 Sectional Final Volleyball. That is Garraway at Shenandoah. That's also on the WKLM YouTube page for tonight. We'll take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the national anthem next on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Tonight's National Anthem has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And the starting lineups are being brought to you by Hobrins Insurance at 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Visit them on the web at HobrinsInsurance.com, in business for over 30 years. Starting tonight for the visiting Newcomerstown Lady Trojans, it will be senior outside hitter and defensive specialist Maddie Kellish, junior right side hitter and setter in Jensen Friel, and also junior middle hitter and second team IVC Briley Little, also senior center in Maggie Collins, along with sophomore middle hitter in honorable mention all of IVC Diane Raber, senior libero, and that'd be Michaela McConnell, and also senior outside hitter, that is Kinley Hayes. Newcomerstown is the number 7 seed in this district. Their record is 10-13, and they're coached by Abby Collins. For the home team, the Highland Lady Hawks, starting for them will be junior Braxton McVicker. Also starting for Highland will be junior Carly Schrock, along with junior Ian Libero, second team IVC Olivia Miller, junior Claire Detweiler, she was honorable mention IVC, and senior Brianna Mischler, she was IVC first team, sophomore Addie Mass, she was the IVC player of the year, and also senior in Elena Yoder, she was second team all IVC. And of course for Highland, the number 1 seed in the district, the 10th ranked team in Division 6. Their record is 21-1. They won 11 straight. And they are coached by the IVC Coach of the Year. That is Kelly Miller. Again, the winner moves on to next Monday's district semifinal against either the 3 seed Buckeye Trail or the 9 seed Bel Air. Next Monday, October 20th, at the better seeded team site at 6 p.m. And the starting line is brought to you by Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. Give them a call for a quote on your auto, home, farm, business, life, health, and annuity needs. Call 1-800-340-3767. We'll take a break, come back with the opening serve after this on WKLM.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobrins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobrins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobrinsInsurance.com.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help manage any chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Once again, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page tonight here in this sectional final volleyball match, courtesy of Claxton Communications. Bryce Haynes is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Abby Jones working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and also in Stream 1 at WKLMFM.com. Phoenix Bryce, Haley Yoder back in the studio. And also we have going on tonight Boys Division 4 sectional championship soccer. That is West Holmes at Maysville. That's also on YouTube in Stream 2 on our website. Airtime for that right around 6:05. And also tonight we have Division 6 sectional final volleyball with Garaway at Shenandoah. That's also on the WKLM YouTube page. Just about ready to get things underway in tonight's opening serve brought to you by Pomerene Hospital in Millersburg. Pomerene was selected for the North Coast 99 Award. See how you can be a part of their exceptional team by visiting pomerene.org/careers. And for Highland, their red jerseys and black numerals and black shorts and white socks. For newcomers, down black jerseys and black shorts, orange numerals as well. And we'll see who has the first serve here tonight. Of course, best of five. Good, a 25 win by two, unless you get to that fifth game, and it's a 15 win by two. McCoy alongside with you as we get set to get things underway for the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Heidel will have the first serve, serving from left to right. At the service line is going to be Brianna Mishler, first team IVC. Mishler will serve it over the net. Bump four into the net dugout. And now sent over off the hands of Kinley Hayes. Here's the set now by Mishler. The spike sent over. Going to be dug out by Newcomersdown. Set by Hayes now. Sit back over the net on Newcomersdown. Bump four now by Miller. Here's the set by Mishler. The dink over the net goes off the hands of Detweiler. That falls into the center front line. Claire Detweiler gets the dink in the point for Highland. They're up 1-0. Mishler with the service point. She'll lob it over again. Center back line will be bump four now by McConnell over the net. Bump four by Highland. Here's the set by Mishler. And the spike is slammed over to the center back line. Bump four by Newcomersdown. The set. And hit just over the net off the hands of Little. Dug out by Highland. Dink over the net off the hands now of Alana Yoder. And spiked over by Hayes. Bump four by Highland. Dink over the net by Mishler. And Newcomersdown cannot dig it out. Point goes to Highland. So that time, Mishler gets the service point, and she'll get the point at the net for Highland. They take now a 2-0 lead in game number one. Mishler will lob it over. Right back corner, bump up in the air, goes off the hands now of Raber. Sit back over that by Newcomersdown, and that'll be to the left back corner on the kill by Maddie Kellish. Good hit by Kellish, side out to Newcomersdown, serving at 1-2. This is game one of this best of five match. At the service line, that's going to be senior Kinley Hayes. And Hayes will lob it over the net. Bump forward now by Olivia Miller. Here's the set by Mishler. Spike sent over now by Yoder. Here's the set now by Collins. The spike lobbed over by Kellish. Dug out by Highland. Ricochets high in the air. Over the net by Miller. Somehow dug out by Highland. Now the set by Kellish. The spike slammed over to the left back corner. That'll be a kill for Newcomersdown. Slamming that home for the kill was Briley Little. We're tied up at two apiece. With the service point, going to be Kinley Hayes. Hayes will lob it over. Bump four by Olivia Miller. Here's off the hip now by Mishler. Step over on the hip now by Claire Detweiler. Now the set by Collins. Here's a spike sent over by Kellish. Bump forward by Highland. Set by Mishler again. Set back over the hit. Now on the hip by going to be a block by Newcomersdown. Now to Mishler. Here's a dink over by Detweiler. Now the set again by Collins. Spiked over by Newcomersdown. Dug out by Mishler. Set by Miller. Here's the spike slammed over by Hampshire. Dug out by Newcomersdown. Bump forward over the net off the hands of McConnell. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike slammed over by Highland. But dug out again by McConnell. Here's a spike slammed over by Kellish. Dug out by Miller for Highland. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike slammed home that time by Highland's Elena Yoder. Highland takes a 3-2 lead. Yoder gets the kill, side out Highland with that one-point advantage in game one. At the line, that's going to be junior Claire Detweiler. She'll lob it over. Run for by newcomers down and miss it on the attempt to return. And Highland will get that point as it went off the hands of Diane Raber. 4-2 lead for Highland. Detweiler with the point. She'll send it over. Raber sets it, bumps it forward. Now the set. Here's a spike off the hands of Kellis. Bump forward by Highland. Off the hands of Missler now. And sent over the slam by Addie Mass. Bump forward. Blocked at the net by Highland. Now the set. And set back over again by Addie Mass. And newcomers down. Cannot return it. Mass gets the kill. Her first kill of the match. 5-2 Highland. Claire Detweiler has her second consecutive service point. She'll send it over, center back line, bumped off the hands of Raber. Here's the set by Collins, and hit into the net, dug out. And not returned. That indeed will be a point for Highland, a 6-2 advantage. Claire Detweiler, Jr. Here's the whistle, now the serve. Lobs over center back line, bumped forward by Raber. Here's a set by Collins. And the spike slammed over by Kellish, and she'll find the center back line. That'll be a kill for Maddie Kellis, her second kill of game one, and a side out back to Cummerstown. They'll serve it at 3-6. At the line will be senior Maggie Collins, the setter. And she will lob it over, center back line, bump forward. Now the set by Missler. Here's a spike slammer by Addie Mass. She'll find the left back corner, Addie Mass, the IVC player of the year, and she'll get the kill. Her second kill, side out Highland up 7-3. And the serve will be lobbed over by Elena Yoder, and it'll be an ace on the serve to the left back corner. Her first service point, 8-3 Highland in game one. She'll lob it over again, bump forward by Raber, set by Kellish. Here's the spike, going to be blocked to the net that time. The block by the Lady Hawks and Carly Schrock. 9-3 Lady Hawks. Yoder lobs it over with the left hand, bump forward. Here's a set by Collins. The spike can be blocked then again by Carly Schrock in the point for the Lady Hawks. Make it 10-3 Highland in game one. Three straight service points, Elena Yoder. The left-hander will lob it over again. Right back corner, bump forward. Set by Collins. Here's the spike. Can be blocked again at the net. Dug out by Newcomerstown. Set by Collins again. Here's the spike sent over by Kellis. Dug out by Highland. And returned off the hands of Sophia Hamschler. Set by Collins again. Here's a spike. Can be blocked at the net by Schrock again. Point goes to Highland. But Carly Schrock has been a force at that net. 11-3 Lady Hawks. Timeout Newcomerstown. This is Sectional Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center's Fall Open House. Join us Thursday, November 6th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Buckeye Career Center. Tour our 35 programs, meet our instructors, and learn how you can earn real-world skills for your future career. Enjoy a complimentary meal and be the first to apply for next school year when our application goes live at 5:30 p.m. at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org. We'll also host an alumni gathering in the Joe Carlisle Marketplace. Join us November 6th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for Buckeye Career Center's Fall Open House.
It was tied up at two apiece. Then Highland would go after that. It rattled off a 9-1 run. They have an 11-3 advantage in game one of this best-of-five match. Winner moves on, of course, to Monday's district semifinal. If Highland would win, they would get a chance to host that match as well against either the 3-seed Buckeye Trail or the 9-seed Bel Air. Newcomers down got the timeout. Highland, of course, has Elena Yoder at the service line. She's gotten the last four service points for the Lady Hawks. There's the whistle. Yoder will serve it over. Right back corner. Bump four by Raber. And nobody there to get to it. Try to bump it to Jensen Friel. She wasn't ready. A point goes to Highland. 12-3 Lady Hawks. Yoder serves it over. Actually into the net that time. Side out to newcomers down. So they will serve it at 4-12. Trailing by eight at the line, going to be junior Briley Little, second team IVC. Little slams the ball. Now she's ready. Serves it over the net. He bumped forward now by Detweiler, set by Mishler. Dink over the net off the hands of Addie Mass, dug out by Newcomerstown. Now to Collins for the set. Into the net, blocked by Hyland. Off the hands of Mishler. Near to Olivia Miller with the set. Here's a spike by Addie Mass. That'll be a kill, Addie Mass. Her third kill, side out Hyland up 13-4. At the line will be sophomore Sophia Hampshire. Hampshire serves it over the net. It'll be bumped forward. He'll be blocked at the net by Highlands. Carly Schrock again. Fourth one of those. Fourth block for her. End point for Highland up 14-4 now. Hampshire, her first service point. Now she'll lob it over. Bump four now by Raber. Here's the set by Collins. The spike slammed over by Raber. Goes off the hands of Miller. Can't return it. That time it'll be Diane Raber who gets the kill. Side out newcomers down. Serving at 5-14. McCoy alongside with you, Division 6 Sectional Championship Volleyball from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Here's the serve over the net by Maddie Kellish. Bump forward off the hands of Mishler. Sit back over by Carly Schrock. Now the bump forward by McConnell. Sit back over the hit now by Kellish. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike by Addie Mast. The kill by Addie Mast to the center back line. Addie Mast, her fourth kill of game one. Side out Highland up 15-5. They won the 25, win by two. Addie Mass will have the serve. And the sophomore will lob it over. Bump forward now by McConnell. Here's the set by Collins. Here's the spikes. Climb over by newcomers down in Hayes. Here's the set by Mister. The dink over the net by Schrock. Falls into the left front corner. Wise decision by Carly Schrock. She'll get the point. 16-5, Lady Hawks. Addie Mass with the service point. She'll serve it over again. Bump forward and dug out high in the air. Sit back over on the hit now by Raber. Here's a set by Mishler. The spike by Detweiler. Skipped over and newcomers down. Can't return it. Raber, her second kill. Master second service point. 17-5 Highland. Mast serves it over. And that'll be an ace to the center back line. Right between two newcomers down players. They let it go. 18-5 Highland. Addie Mast, IVC Player of the Year, only a sophomore, and that's the scary thing. 18-5 Highland. She'll serve it over. Just into the net, actually, and it will not clear it. It'll be a side-out back to newcomers down. Trojans will serve it at 6-18. They trail it by 12 in game one. Senever on the serve. He bumped four. And not returned by Claire Detweiler. Point goes to newcomers down. On the serve that time was Jensen Friel, the junior. Her first service point. And she'll lob it over. Bump four. Step by Mister. The spike by Schrock, and it'll go wide left. So point again goes to newcomers down. They'll serve it at 8-18. They've gotten the last 3 points. Friel will lob it into the net, however, this time. Can't keep the momentum going. Sign out to Highland. Highland has a 19-8 lead. At the line will be their junior libero, Olivia Miller, also second-team IVC. Miller lobs it over. Bump forward. Here's the set by Collins. Spiked over by Hayes. Diving dig by Olivia Miller. Off the hands now on the spike. Too long by Claire Detweiler. And a side out back to newcomers down. He'll serve it at 9-19, trailing by 10 at the line. That's going to be sophomore Diane Raber, honorable mention, IVC. She'll serve it over. Bump forward by Addie Mass, set by Mishler. Here's a stink over that by Claire Detweiler. Dug out, set by Collins. The spike by Hayes, and that hit goes wide right. And a side out back to Highland up 20-9. At the line, that's going to be senior Brianna Mishler. And Mishler will serve it over. Bump forward. Set by Collins. And the spike by Little. Diving dig attempt by Miller. Just off the top of the net, but it hit the bar. It'll be a point for newcomers down. So the sign up back to the Lady Trojans. At the line going to be Kenley Hayes. Serving at 10-20. Hayes will serve it Just off the top, that skips over, dug out, off the hands now, and sent over by Miller. Bump forward, set by Collins. Here's a spike, slammed over, that time by Riley Little, who gets the kill to the center back line. So, the point for newcomers down, they'll serve it now at 11-20. Getting that service point, that was Kinley Hayes. Her second for game one. Hayes lobs it over, can be bumped forward, set by Mister. Here's a spike, slammed over by the left hand of Lady Yoder, but too long on that spike attempt. Point goes to newcomers down. Trojans will serve it at 12-20. Hayes will lob it over the net. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Mistler. Here's the spike. Slammed over off the top of that by Braxton McVicker. It falls in to the newcomer's down side. So McVicker will get the kill that time around for Highland. And side out to the Lady Hawks up 21-12. At the line, there'll be Claire Detweiler. She'll lob it over. Bump forward by... Here's the set by Collins. Here's the spike. Slammed over by Kellish. Dug out by Olivia Miller. Set by Mistler. Here's the spike slammer by Addie Mast. That'll find the right back corner. Addie Mast has her fourth kill of game one. 22-12 lead for Highland. Detweiler, her fourth service point. And she'll lob it over. Bump forward by Raver. Here's the set by Collins. And the spike slammed over wide left on the hip by Briley Little. Point goes to Highland. They're up 23-12. Highland getting closer to that 25 mark. Detweiler. Short on that serve attempt. She went to the opposite side of the floor and didn't clear that net. And a side out goes to newcomers down. They'll serve it at 13-23. At the line, that is going to be Maggie Collins. Collins lobs it over. Bump forward by Miller. Here's a set by Mistler. And the spike slammed over by Elena Yoder. Set by Collins. Here's the spike slammed over by Kellish. Diving dig now by Detweiler. Bump by Miller. Here's a spike slammed over by Addie Nass. Dug out by Raver. Off the hands of Kellish. Spiked over. Off the hands that time of Little. Diving dig by Miller again. Set by Mistler. Here's a spike by Addie Nass. And not returned by Collins. Point goes to Highland. Side out Highland. Possible game point coming up 24-13. At the line going to be left-hander Elena Yoder. She'll lob it over. Bump forward by Raymer. Set by Collins for newcomers down. Here's the spike slammed over and dug out by Mistler. Set back over by Addie Mast. Diving dig by Raymer. Set by Collins. The spike slammed over by Little. And a hit by Little is going to go to the left back corner. That'll be a kill. Briley Little, her fourth kill of game one. Side out newcomers down. Still game point coming up as she'll serve it at 14-24. Briley Little has the serve. She'll lob it just over the net. Bump forward by Miller. And she cannot return it. Point to newcomers down. Her first service point of game one. Now serving at 15-24. And the next point by Highland would close out this first game. Little. Lobs it over. Bump forward by Detweiler, set by Mistler. Here's a spike by Addie Mast, and that spike going to be too long, just a hair too long on that hit. Point newcomers down. They'll pull within 16-24. Little now lobs it over off the hands of McVicker. Bump forward. Think of the net off the hands this time of Highland. Here's the set by Collins. The spike by Kellish, and that hit goes too long. Point goes to Highland, and Highland will win game one by the final margin of 25-16. So Highland has taken the lead in the specified match 1-0. We'll take a timeout, come back with game two after this. This is sectional championship volleyball on WKLM.
If lines are down, don't hang around. This safety reminder is from Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative. An overhead power line can become damaged or fall due to a severe storm, car accident, public damage, or other reasons. If you see a down power line, take these actions. Consider all power lines energized and deadly. Stay at least 50 feet away. Call 911 or the utility to report the down line. Do not try to move the line with another object. Never get out of your vehicle. Warn others to stay away. At Holmes Wayne Electric, their crews are committed to safe and efficient power restoration. Let's work together to keep our community safe.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Highland won game one, 25-16, so they taking a one-game-to-nothing lead in this best-of-five match. It'll be newcomers down serving first in game two at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. This game, of course, being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxon Communications. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com and Stream One. We also have boys Division Four sectional championship soccer tonight. West Holmes at Maysville. That's on YouTube as well as on Stream Two on our website. And also tonight we have sectional final volleyball with Garroway at Shenandoah. That's also on the WKLM YouTube page. Newcomers down with the serve first. From right to left, it'll be Kenley Hayes, the senior. Hayes will lob it into the net, however, side out right over to Highland. 1-0 Highland. At the line, that's going to be Brianna Mischler. And the senior center will send it over the net. Bump forward by Raber. Here's the set by Collins. And the spike by Kellish. Off the hands of Addie Mass. Set by Mischler. Here's the spike by Detweather. Dug out by Raber. Here's the set by Collins. The spike by Kellish. Bump forward by Miller. Here's the set by Mister. And the spike over the net by the dink right by Elena Yoder. Here's the dink over the net by the hands down of Briley Little. Dug out by Highland the Mischler. Off the Detweiler. Bumps it over the net. Bump forward now by McConnell. Here's the set by Collins. The spike by Kellish. Bump forward now by Addie Mass. Set by Mister. The spike by Elena Yoder. Dug out by McConnell. Set by Collins. The spike by Little. Blocked in the net by Elena Yoder. Dug out. No. It'll be a point. Goes to Highland. Elena Yoder with that block in point for the Lady Hawks. Highland has taken now a 2-0 advantage. Brianna Mischler at the service line. She'll lob it over. Right back corner. Miss it on the attempt to return by Little. Point goes to Highland. Make it 3-0 Highland in game two. They won game one, did Highland 25-16. Mischler serves it over. Right back corner. It'll be just a bit too long. Good decision that time by newcomer Stan to let that one go. It'll be a side out to the Lady Trojans. At the line, that's going to be Maggie Collins serving at 1-3. Collins, the senior, will lob it into the net. Though that's the second serve already in this game. That newcomer Stan has not cleared the net. So not able to make any momentum there for the Trojans. And Highland has the serve again. Here's Claire Detweiler. And the junior will serve it over. Bumped high in the air by Friel. Set by Collins. Friel will dink it over. Dug out by Mister. Set by Miller. Here's the spike by Addie Mast. Dug out high in the air by Hayes. Off the ends of Collins. Sent back over now by Riley Little. Hits it too long, and that'll be a point for Highland. Claire Detweather going to get the service point. 5-1 Highland in game two. Detweather serves it over. Dug out now by Friel, out the hands of Collins. It'll be spiked over by Riley Little. Bump four now to Miller. Here's a spike over the net by Highland. It'll find the right back corner. That was by Sophia Hampshire. Gets the point for Highland. Six-one Lady Hawks in game two. Detweiler serves it over. Right back corner. Up in the air by Hayes. And now sit over the net by Kellish. Bump forward by Miller. Here's a set by Mistler. Here's a spike by Addie Mast. And the kill by Addie Mast. Seven kills for the match, Addie Mast. Claire Detweiler has the serve again. 7-1 Highland. Serves it over the net. Bump four now by Raber. Off the hands now of Collins. Sit back over on the hit by... It looked like Jensen Friel. Dug out by Miller, sent over by Addie Mast. Hits it too long that time for Highland. Sign out, newcomers down. They will serve it at 2-7, trailing by 5 in game two. As checking in going to be Audrey Miles, the senior for newcomers down. And having the seat will be Briley Little. And at the service line indeed will be Audrey Miles. Miles will serve it over. Bump four by Addie Mast, set by Mistler. Mast will spike it over. She'll find the center back line for the kill. So newcomers down finally gets a serve over, but Addie Mast still comes through with the kill, and it'll be a side out to Highland up 8-2. At the line, it'll be left-hander Elena Yoder. Yoder serves it over. It'll be bump four, set by Collins. Here's the spike, slammed over by Raber. Bump four now by Yoder. Here's the set by Mistler. The spike by Addie Mast. Dug out by McConnell over the net. Blocked at the net by Mast. Set by Collins. Here's a spike by Raber. Deflected, and it'll fall into the Highland side. It'll be a kill that time by Diane Raber. Her second kill for the match. Side out newcomers down. Maddie Callis will be at the service line, serving at 3-8. They'll serve it into the net, however. And again, it's been the story here in game two for newcomers down. They've not been able to get that serve over the net. Side out Highland up 9-3. At the line going to be Sophia Hampshire. Lobs it over. Bump up in the air by McConnell. Set by Collins. Spike by Hayes. Bump four by Miller. And return off the net somehow by Schrock. Set by Collins, spike now by Hayes. Bump forward again, set by Mistler. Here's the spike by Addie Mast. Killed by Addie Mast to the center back line. 10-3 Highland in game two. Hampshire going to get credit for that service point. Her second for the match. Hampshire lobs it over. Bump forward by Raber. Actually bumped it backwards, but bump forward now. Sent over by McConnell. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Mistler. Here's the dink of that by Schrock. It finds the left front corner. Schrock, again, wise decision at that net. And she'll get the point for Highland. 11-3 Lady Hawks in game two. And the serve sent over right back corner. Then it'll find the center back line for the ace on the serve for Sophia Hampshire. 12-3 Highland. Hampshire sends it over. Diving dig by Raber. Set by Collins. Spike by Hayes. Deflected and dug out by Highland off the hands of Schrock. Sent over somehow by Mistler. Dug out by Collins. Set by McConnell. Think of the net, however, by Hayes. Dug out by Highland again off the hands of Mistler. The spike by Addie Mast. And she'll find the left back corner for the kill. Four kills for Mast in game two. Four service points for Sophia Hampshire. Highland's up 13-3. Hampshire serves it over. Right back corner too long on the serve, and it'll be a side out. Two newcomers down. So Trojans will serve it now 4-13. They trail it by 9 at the line. There is the whistle. Be a send into the net on that serve. And another one that does not clear the net on the serve attempt for newcomers down that time. At the service line was senior Josie Durbin. Side out Highland up 14-4. At the line going to be Addie Mast. Mast lobs it over. Bump four now. Off the hands of Collins. Sit back over by Raber on the hit. Bump four by Miller. Here's the set by Missler. And a spike by Detweiler. Blocked at the net by Raber. She'll get the point for newcomers down. Side out Trojans serving at 5-14 in game two. Raber will have the serve as well. Raber, the sophomore, waiting for that substitution, is checking back in. Briley Little replacing Audrey Miles. Now we're ready to go. Raber now with the serve. Left back corner, both four by Detweiler, set by Missler. Here's the dink by Schrock. Dug out now by Hayes, set by Collins. Spiked over. Bad time and a kill by Briley Little. Checks in. She gets the kill. So service point as well goes to Diane Raber, her first for the match. She'll serve it now at 6-14 in game two. Highland, of course, won game one, 25-16. Raber serves it over. Left back, one above four by Detweiler. Set by Missler. Here's a spike by Schrock, and she'll get the kill to the center back line. That time, Carly Schrock. Side of Highland up 15-6. Olivia Miller will have the serve. Lobs it over the net. Bump forward by Little. Dug up by Collins. Set back over on the hit. This time by newcomers down. Set by Missler. Here's a spike by Detweiler. Dinks it over. Dug out. Now Collins with the set. Here's a spike by Little. Dug out by Highland in Sienna Emil. Here's a spike by Detweiler. Bump forward by newcomers down. Set by Collins. Here's a spike by Hayes. Diving dig by Miller. And Highland can't dig it out. Hayes gets the kill that time. Kenley Hayes. Her first goal for the match. Newcomers now serves it at 7-15. So, side out to them. It'll be Hayes. Kenley Hayes has the serve for the Lady Trojans. She'll serve it just over the net. Diving dig by Miller. Can't return it. Barely cleared that net, but it fell in there. And a point for newcomers down. Hayes, her fourth service point for the match. Now serves it at 8-15. Hayes hits into the net, however, and a side out to Highland. Highland a 16-8 advantage. At the line going to be Brianna Mishler. Mishler lobs it over. Bump forward. And diving dig sent over by Kellish now. And out the hands of Mishler, sent over by Addie Mast. Dug out, now the set. Here's the spike staying over out the hands of Little. Bump forward. By Miller, nobody there to return it. Point goes to newcomers down. Side out back to the Lady Trojans at the line. Going to be Riley Johnson, the junior, will be at the service line. Serving at 9-16. Serves it over. Bump four by Miller. Off the net. Dug out by Missler. Sent back over on the net. On the return by Detweiler. Bump four. Here's the set again by Johnson. The spike slammed over by Kellish. Bump forward by Miller. Out the hands of Missler, high in the air. Miller will send it over. Bump forward by Raber. Here's the set by Johnson. Spiked over by newcomers down. Bump forward by Missler. Now the set by Miller. Here's a spike by Claire Detweiler. They'll fall in to the middle of the floor on the newcomers down side. Claire Detweiler kind of reared back to kill it, and then she kind of let off. And that kind of threw newcomers down off, and that'll give Highland that point. They're up 17-9. So sign out to the Lady Hawks, and Detweiler will also have the serve. Detweiler lobs it over, bump high in the air by Raber, off the hands now on the hit by Johnson, sent over on the hit now off the hands of Jensen Friel. Here's a set by Mishler, the spike by Addie Mast, and she'll get the kill to the left back corner. Addie Mast now has five kills in game two. Detweiler has her fourth service point of game two. She has nine for the match. Now 18-9 Highland, so serve it over. Bump forward, off the hands of Johnson. Sent over by Kellish. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Missler. Here's a spike by Eleni Yoder. Dug out and not returned. Yoder will get that kill. 19-9 Highland. Detweiler serves it over. Bumped high in the air. Hit into the net, however, by Johnson. Can't clear it. Point goes to Highland. Now a 20-9 advantage. Detweiler serves it over. Dug out by Raber. Off the hands of Friel. Set back over by Kellish. Bump four now by Addy Nass. Set by Mishler. The spike by Yoder. And hits it too long. Wide right. Side out. Two newcomers down. Trojans now serve it down by 10. They're serving at 10-20 in game two. At the line will be junior Briley Little. Little serves it over the net. Bump four by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike by Addy Mass. Blocked the net by Raber. Dug out and set back over somehow by Highland and Sophia Hampshire. Set now by Johnson. The spike by Kellish. Hits it too long. Well, that was a hard hit by Raber. Somehow Highland able to dig that one out and keep that rally going. And the Lady Hawks finally get that point. Side out to Highland up 21-10. Eleni Yoder will serve it over. Bump forward. Set by Johnson, takes it over the net, and a hit into the net by Addy Mass, not expecting it. Good decision that time by Riley Johnson to get that point for newcomers down. Side out, newcomers down, serving at 11-21. Maddie Kellish will serve it over. Dug out by Miller. Here's a set by Mishler. The spike by Addy Mass, deflected, and she'll get the kill, Addy Mass. Now has six kills for game two. 13 for the match. Side out Highland up 22-11. Sophia Hampshire will have the serve. Hampshire lobs it over. Diving dig by McConnell. Off the hands of Johnson. Sit back over by Raber. Bump four now by Detweiler. Sit by Mishler. The dig over the net by Addy Mass. Dug out now by Hayes. Bump four by Johnson. Hayes will spike it over. Bump four now by Miller. Off the hands of Mishler. And spiked over by Addy Mass. Diving dig by newcomers down. Dig over now off the hands of Riley Johnson. It falls into the Highland side. Side out newcomers down. They'll serve it at 12-22, down by 10. Highland won game one, 25-16. There's the whistle. The serve for Jensen Friel. Serves it over. Bump four. Set by Mishler. The spike by Addy Mast. Actually, he'll dink it over instead, and it'll fall into the left front corner. Addy Mast, and Highland will get that point. Side out Highland up 23-12. Needing two more points to get game two. Checking in for Addy Mass to get the serve for Highland. Going to be senior Macy Miller. Miller will serve it over the net. Dug out by McConnell. Set by Collins. Here's a spike by Hayes. Into the net. Point goes to Highland. 24-12 Highland. Possible game point coming up. Macy Miller serves over the net. Dug out high in the air by Kellish. Off the hands of Collins. Raber will send it over the net. Bump forward by Miller now. Set by Mishler. Here's the dink of the net by Detweiler. Bump four now. Set by Collins. The spike by Hayes. Bump forward by Miller. Off the hands of Mishler. Here's the spike over by Macy Miller. Bump forward by McConnell. Set by Collins. And the spike by Raber. Blocked to the net by Schrock. Dug out by McConnell. And newcomers down. Can't return it. Highland gets the point. They win it in game two, 25-12. So Highland has taken this lead in the best-of-five match. 2-0. We'll be back with game three after this. This is Sectional Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters, and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Get luxury for every home with Fontana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply.
Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Now, for a limited time, team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac and get a free 10-year warranty with purchase of a home standby generator. With an added value of more than $1,000, you'll get peace of mind knowing that your Generac generator is fully covered for 10 years. Don't miss this limited time event, so schedule a free in-home consultation today by contacting Millersburg Electric or visit 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. See store for terms and conditions. Millersburg Electric, your Generac Power Pro Premier Dealer, celebrating 80 years. Years of business in 2025.
Highland won game one 25-16, and also Highland would win game two 25-12. So that means if Highland wins this third game, they will close out the match and capture the sectional championships. Newcomers Town needs to win this game to extend this match. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Bryce Haynes, who's producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Abby Jones working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live streaming coverage for tonight's contest. And of course, we're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Phoenix Price and Haley Yoder back at the studio. Reminder, also, we have boys Division 4 sectional final soccer going on, and that is West Holmes at Maysville. That is being aired on the WKLM YouTube page and stream, too, on our website. And also, we have Division 6 sectional final volleyball. Garraway's at Shenandoah going on as we speak. It's also on the WKLM YouTube page. Of course, high school football tomorrow night, West Holmes at New Philadelphia. And also, Garraway playing host to Sandy Valley tomorrow night. The Garraway game will be live streamed on YouTube for the West Holmes game. It'll be live on FM 95.3, and stream one will be posted on YouTube immediately following the contest. All ready for game three, and Highland has the serve first. It'll be Brianna Mishler who will serve it over. And newcomers down can't dig it over. Ace on the serve, Brianna Mishler. Mishler has her fifth service point for the match. Highland up 1-0 in game three. Mishler lobs it over. Dug out by McConnell, set by Collins. And the spike slammed over by Little. Bump four now by Miller. The set by Mishler. The spike by Detweiler. Bump four by McConnell. Set by Collins. And Little slices it over. Dug out by Mishler. Set now by Miller. The spike by Detweiler. Bump high in the air by newcomers down to McConnell. Set back over by Hayes. Dug out by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's the spike. Sent over by Hampshire. Bump off the hands of Collins to McConnell. Sent over now by Little. Dug out by Miller to Hampshire. And sent over on the slam by Addy Mass. Returned by McConnell. Addy Mass. The set by Mishler. The spike by Yoder. Blocked the net. And a point goes to Newcomerstown. See, Yoder hit that into the net. And Newcomerstown's going to get credit for that point. Good rally that time. And a sign out to Newcomerstown. We're tied up at one apiece. At the line will be Kenley Hayes, the senior. Will serve it over. Bump four by Miller. Now a set by Mishler. Yoder spikes it over. Dug out by McConnell. Set by Collins. Here's a spike by Little into the net. Side out to Highland. So now Highland will serve it up 2-1. They lead this best-of-five match 2-0. At the line is Claire Detweiler. She'll serve it over. Bump four now by Raymer. Set by Collins. The spike over that by Kellis. Bump four now by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike by Addy Mast. Dug out by Raber. Here's a set by Collins. And set over the net. Actually, down by Kellis. Hit it shy of the net. Couldn't clear it. And Highland's going to get that point up 3-1 now. Detweiler with the service point. Has 12 for the match, does Detweiler. She'll serve it over. Bumped off the hands of Raber to McConnell. Set over by Kellis. Dug out now by Miller. Here's a set by Mishler. The spike by Hampshire. Off the hands now of Hayes. And return shy of the net on the attempt to return by McConnell. Highland gets that point. They're up 4-1. Claire Detweiler will serve it over. Dug out. He'll be blocked to the net by Addy Mass. And the point goes to Highland. 5-1 Highland. Bettweiler serves it over right back corner, but high in the air in the hit now by Raber. To Little. Sent over on the hit now by Kellish. Dug out by Mishler to Miller. Sent over by Addie Mast. Dug out by Raber. Set by Collins. Here's a spike by Kellish. Dug out by Miller for Highland. Set by Mishler. Here's the spike. Sent over on the hit by Addie Mast. Dug out by Little. To McConnell. Sent over by Kellish. Dug out by Mishler. Here's the set by Miller. Hampshire dinks it over. Falls into the right front corner. Sophia Hampshire. Fourth straight service point for Claire Detweiler. Highland has jumped out to a 6-1 lead in game three. Detweiler serves it over. He'll be bumped off the hand of Raber. Now to Collins. Set back over on the hit over the net by Little. Dug out. Set by Miller. Here's a spike by Hampshire. It'll be deflected over the net by Collins. To Hampshire. Off the top of the net and does not clear it. And a point goes to newcomer Stan. So they will serve it at 2-6. They trail it in game number three. Highland leads this best of five match 2-0. Highland, if they win this third game, they will close out the match. At the line is Riley Johnson. Johnson serves it off the top of the net, dug out by Miller, set by Mishler. The spike by Elena Yoder. Bump forward by Raber, set now by Johnson. Here's the spike, slammed over by Kellish, dug out by Mishler. The set now by Yoder, set over that by Addie Mast. Bump forward now by Hayes. Here's a set by Johnson. The spike, slammed over wide left on the hit by Briley Little, and a point goes to Highland. So side out Lady Hawks, they have a 7-2 lead. At the line will be Elena Yoder. Yoder serves it over. Bump four by Hayes. Here's a set by Johnson. The spike by Little. Dug out now on the bump four by Yoder. Off the hands of Mishler. Yoder sends it back over. Bump four by Raber now. Off the hands of Johnson. Set back over on the hit now by Frio. Off the top of the net. It skips over and hits wide left, I believe. And Highland's going to get that point. Almost fell in there. But an 8-2 Highland advantage. She'll serve it over, does Yoder. Dug out by Hayes. And hit shy of the net by Little. Point goes to Highland up 9-2. Elena Yoder now has her 7th service point for the match. The left-hander serves it over. Off the top of the net, skipped over. Dug out by Little off the ceiling. Now returned by Kellish over the net. Up four by Yoder. Set by Mishler. The spike by Addie Mast. Dug out by Kellish. Set by Johnson. And hit shy of the net on the attempted return by Jensen Friel. Highland has taken now a 10-2 lead. Elena Yoder, her third consecutive service point. She'll serve it over. Bumped backwards by Friel. Bumped four now by Raver. Sent over the net by Kellish. Bumped four by Yoder. Set by Mishler. The spike by Schrock. Dug out by newcomers down. Think of that off the hands of Little. Here's a set now by Yoder. The spike by Addie Mast. She'll get the kill to the center front line. Addie Mast. Highland now at an 11-2 advantage. Up 2-0 in this best-of-five match are the Lady Hawks trying to close this match out here in game number three. Elena Yoder will lob it over. Bump forward by Raber. Set now by Collins. Sent back over on the hit by Little. Bump forward by Yoder. Here's a set. The spike slammed over by Sophia Hampshire. Hits it too long. Side out, newcomers down. They'll serve it at 3-11. Winner moves on to next Monday's district semifinals against either the 3-seed Buckeye Trail or the 9-seed Bel Air. Newcomers down with the serve. It'll be Briley Little who will serve it over the net, bumped or dug out by Miller to Mishler, spiked by Addie Mast, dug out now by Little. Here's a set by Collins. A spike by Raber. And Highland cannot return it. Raber's going to get credit for that kill. Newcomers down will serve it at 4-11 now. Trailing it by 7. Little will get that service point, her third for the match. Briley Little serves it over the net. Dug out by Miller over the net to Raber. Here's the set now by Collins. And the spike can be blocked at the net by Carly Schrock. Point goes to Highland. Side of Highland up 12-4. Sophia Hampshire is going to have this serve. And the sophomore sends it into the net, and it'll be a side out right back to newcomers down. Trojans will serve it at 5-12. And at the line this time going to be Josie Durbin. And the senior serves it over. Bump forward now by Miller. Off the hands of Mishler. Stink over that by Annie Nass. Stuck up by Collins. And newcomers down can't return it. Actually going to see a net violation on Highland that time. So newcomers down will get credit for that point. We'll serve it at 6-12. Down by 6 now. Here's a serve by Durbin. Bump forward off the hands of Mishler. The spike by Annie Nass. That time she'll find the right back corner for the kill. Third kill for game three for Addie Nass. She has 16 for the match. Side out Highland up 13-6. At the line checking in is junior Braxton McVicker. Some confusion on the newcomers downside as we await this whistle and some checking here at the scorers table as well. Checking on substitutions here. Highland came in at 21-1, the top seed in this East District in Division 6 and the 10th ranked team overall in Division 6. Newcomers down as the 7th seed, a record of 10-13. And Highland won game 1, 25-16. They won game 2, 25-12. Matt Croy along with you with this Division 6 sectional championship volleyball match from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. I believe they figured out the substitution situation and we'll get things underway. Here's the serve by McVicker and hits it into the net. And not intentionally done, but just kind of iced McVicker at the service line meanwhile. And it'll be a sign out back to newcomers down. So they will serve it at 7-13, trailing by 6. At the line, going to be Lisa Weber, the senior for the Trojans. Weber will serve it over the net. Bump forward by Miller. Off the hands of Mishler. Here's the spike by Detweiler. And she'll find the center front line for the point. Clear Detweiler. Side out Highland up 14-7. At the line will be junior libero Olivia Miller. Miller will serve it over. Dug out. And blocked to the net by Elena Yoder. Point goes to Highland. You were right there immediately to slam that one home. Olivia Miller, her first service point for the match. 15-7 Highland, they had the serve. Miller serves it into the net, side out to newcomers down. At the line, Diane Raber. Raber lobs it over. Bumped high in the air by Annie Nass. The set by Mishler. Spike by Elaine Yoder. Bump forward by Raber. Now the set by Collins. Here's a spike by Hayes. Blocked at the net by Yoder. Set back over by Hayes. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Mishler. The spike by Elaine Yoder. It'll drop into the right back corner. Full of point for Highland. Elaine Yoder will get credit for that kill. 16-8 Highland. Side out to the Lady Hawks. At the line going to be Brianna Mishler. Highland just needs to win this third game to close out the match and capture the sectional championship. Mishler lobs it over. Bump high in the air by Weber. Bump four now by Raber. Sent back over the net by Little. Bump four now by McVicker. Here's the set. The spike over the net by Detweiler. Diving dig by Little. Set by Collins. Little will spike it over. Dug out by Highland. Here's the set by Miller. The spike sent over by Hampshire. Dug out by Raber. Set by Collins for newcomers down. Here's a spike by Hayes. And dug out by McVicker. Over to Yoder. Sent over by Detweiler. Bump forward by Raber. Here's a set by Collins. And the spike will be blocked by Elena Yoder into the net on that spike by Riley Little. Point goes to newcomers down. Little has her sixth kill for the match, her first of game two. Newcomers down now serves at 9-16, trailing by 7. At the line, Kinley Hayes. She will lob it over. Bump forward by Miller. Here's a set by Mishler. And the spike by Detweiler. She'll dink it over instead and falls in to the left front corner for the point for Highland. That mother does such a good job kind of rearing back, making it look like she's going to spike it, and then lightly taps it over the net. She's done that several times already tonight. Side-out Highland up 17-9. At the line, going to be Macy Miller. Miller will serve it over, bump four by Raymer. Set by Collins. The spike by Kellish, dug out by Miller. Off the hands of Mishler now. Spike by Addie Mass. Off the hands now of Weber. Cannot return it. Mass will get that kill for Highland. 18-9, Lady Hawks. Macy Miller, her third service point for the match. And she will serve it over. Bump four by Raber. On the hands of Collins on the set. Here's a spike by Little. Blocked the net by Yoder. And not returned, Elaney Yoder. 19-9 lead for Highland. Miller will serve it over. Bumped off the hands of Raber. Here's a set by Collins. And sent over the net by Kellish. Dug out by Miller. Here's a set by Mishler. The take over the net by Addie Mass. Dug out again. Here's a set by Collins. The spike sent over now by Little. Dug in dig by Miller. Take over the net by Mishler. And dug out somehow by Kellish. Sent over by Little. Bump four by Miller. Set by Mishler. The spike by Elaney Yoder. And not returned. Elaney Yoder gets the kill on that spike with the left hand. 20-9 lead for Highland. And now three consecutive service points for Macy Miller. Miller will start at it, then the official stopped her. Weren't quite ready as the player tying her shoe for newcomers down. Now we are ready to go. Sent over the serve by Miller. Bumped up in the air now by McConnell, set by McCollins. Here's a spike by Little. Skips over and dug out. And off the hands of Mishler, the spike by Addie Mass. Blocked by Little, dug out off the hands now of Hampshire over the net. Set back over on the hit, this time by Little. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike by Addie Mass. And she'll get the kill to the right back corner as Raber couldn't return it. 21-9 lead for Highland. Miller serves it over. And off the hands of Raber, can't return it. Point Highland up 22-9. Miller sends it over. Bumped high in the air by Raber to McConnell. Kellish will send it over. And hits it too long. Point Highland up 23-9. And she very closer to match point. And now McConnell checks out. Hayes back in for Newcomerstown. Miller sends it over. Bump high in the air by Hayes to Little. Sit back over now by Kellish. Bump four by Miller. Here's a set by Mishler. The spike by Yoder dug out on the block by Newcomerstown. Neck to Addie Mass over the net. Dug out by Mike Kellish. Set by Collins. Think of that by Kellish. Dug out by Addie Mass. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike by Hampshire. Hits it into the net. And a sign up back to Newcomerstown. So they'll serve it. The Lady Trojans at 10-23. They trail it by 13 in game three. And Gwynn Highland, if they win this third game, they will close out the match. At the line is going to be Riley Johnson for the Trojans, the junior. Johnson will send it over the net. Bump four by Miller, set by Mishler. And the spike stand over by Elaney Yoder, dug out by McConnell. Here's a set by Johnson. The spike by Kellish. Blocked and then actually hits it into the net. Point goes to Highland. Side out Lady Hawks in a possible game point and match point coming up. 24-10 Highland in game three. Elaney Yoder is at the service point. At the service line, I should say. There's the whistle. Yoder will lob it over. Dug out by a diving dig by McConnell to Collins. The spike by Little. And she'll find the left back corner for the kill. Riley Little. Her second kill for game three. She has seven for the match and a side out back to Newcomerstown. Serving at 11-24. Again, the next point by Highland would be the match point. Little has the serve. And lobs it over. Bump four by Miller to Hampshire. Here's a spike by Addie Mast, and she'll find the right back corner for the kill. Addie Mast. And Highland wins it 25-11. Game, set, and match as Highland closes out this match by capturing the sectional title in straight sets. They win it 25-16, 25-12, 25-11. And Highland will move on to next Monday's district semifinals. They improve the 22-1. They've now won 12 straight. They'll face either the 3-seed Buckeye Trail or the 9-seed Bel Air back here at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Newcomers stand with the loss will end their season at 10-14. Again, the final in Division 6 sectional championship volleyball from the Reese Center. Highland closes things out in straight sets over Newcomerstown. We'll be back around with the post-game show next on WKLM.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Fall is here, and you know what that means.
Pumpkin spice everything?
No, meat sales, baby. Roadie's IJ is bringing the flavor this week like barbecue at a leaf pile.
Oh, yeah. Gerber's boneless chicken thighs for just $3.28 a pound.
And whole boneless pork loin, $2.28 a pound.
Ground chuck, $4.98 a pound. That's 80% lean, 100% delicious.
T-bones, roasts, shrimp, and ribs. I guess it's time to buy a bigger refrigerator, too.
Savor the flavor of fall now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. Taste the savings at Rody's IGA.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help manage any chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
CDL training in our community. That's right. Buckeye Career Center now offers Class A and B CDL education, as well as a testing center off US 36 near Janaden Hutton. Call 740-254-9313 to register or learn more about the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center and the US America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Again, that's 740-254-9313 to register or learn more.
Courses begin September 15th.
If lines are down, don't hang around. This safety reminder is from Holes Wayne Electric Cooperative. An overhead power line can become damaged or fall due to a severe storm, car accident, public damage, or other reasons. If you see a down power line, take these actions. Consider all power lines energized and deadly. Stay at least 50 feet away. Call 911 or the utility to report the down line. Do not try to move the line with another object. Never get out of your vehicle. Warn others to stay away. At Holmes Wayne Electric, their crews are committed to safe and efficient power restoration. Let's work together to keep our community safe.
It is the final in Division 6 sectional championship volleyball for the Perry Reese Junior Community Center as Highland closes things out in straight sets to win over Newcomerstown. As they win game one, it was tied up at two. Then Highland would jump out to a 11-3 lead, then eventually would win at 24-16. In game number one. Then in game two, Highland would jump out immediately to an 8-2 advantage, then up 13-3, and eventually would win 25-12 in game number two. Then in game three, it was tied up at one. Then Highland would jump out to an 11-2 advantage and eventually win 25-11 in game number three to win the match in straight sets. Leading the way for Highland for the match for them, Addie Mast had 19 kills to go along with 3 service points for the IVC Player of the Year. Also for Highland, 8 kills for Carly Schrock for the match, while Claire Detweiler had 5 kills and 5 service points as well. Elaine Yoder had 9 service points to go along with 7 kills for the match. Macy Miller had 8 service points as well, while Sophia Hampshire had 5 service points to go along with 3 kills as well for the Highland Lady Hawks. On the other end for Newcomerstown, it was Briley Little in the losing effort. She had 7 kills and 3 service points for the match for the Trojans, while Diane Raber finished up with 4 kills. Kinley Hayes had 4 service points, also 1 kill for the match as well. With the win, Highland improves their record now to 22-1. They've won 12 straight, and they will advance on to face either the 3-seed Buckeye Trail or the 9-seed Bel Air. That'll be in the district semifinals next Monday, October 20th, back here at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. With the loss, Newcomerstown will end their season at 10-14. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, and that being Bryce Haynes as well as Abby Jones, allowing us to bring you this live stream coverage for tonight's contest. Also, thanks to Phoenix Price and Haley Yoder back at the studio. I'm Matt Croy. Again, the final in Division 6 sectional championship volleyball from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Highland captures the sectional titles. They win it in straight sets over Newcomerstown, 25-16, 25-12, 25-11. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.